Welcome, everyone. This is the DFS Bum. All right, guys. Main slate tomorrow. We get to sleep in. It's 4 o'clock. Only 5 games. So going to go over that here real quick. Before that, man, last night I was right. I was in 45 grand in that late or the afternoon. Last 90 seconds. Freaking lost it. I had Harden in there. I needed him to go off in that freaking, that dumbass double team they were doing. It just totally just shut him down from a fantasy standpoint. And then just lost a heartbreaker at the end this afternoon, the Lakers game with freaking Waiters going off at the end. And that was up 7,500. But right now it's halftime and I'm up 23,000. I'm in first and in third or something in the single game tournament. So hopefully I can freaking pull one out here. Oh, man, just a lot of close losses lately. And then I'm doing pretty decent in some of these other ones, too. So we'll see. We'll see. But anyhow, that being said, we're going to get in the game. But real quick, if you have not yet subscribed to the channel, please do so. Obviously, I want to try to grow it. And I want to try to do some free giveaways. And the bigger I am, the more power and leverage I'll have to try to get some things set up. And I actually got a couple things in the works. So I want to start to try to do like some weekly giveaways. So anyhow, if you could do that, then I can try to hook you guys up and try to get some free shit for you guys. So anyhow, that being said, let's jump into it. And I'm really excited about this slate tomorrow. So anyhow, there's a lot of superstars, a lot of superstar power. So tomorrow at our point guard spot here, our main top guys here are going to be Russell Westbrook and Lillard. Westbrook is questionable, though, so just keep an eye out on him. Obviously, if he plays, he's got big potential there. They're going against Lakers. It's going to be just an amazing game. You know he's going to want to play well against those guys. But if he's not playing, then, obviously Harden becomes that much more valuable. Probably guys point guard-wise, if he's not playing here, we do have Austin Rivers, and so he is consistently playing, getting some minutes off the bench. So he's super, super cheap from that standpoint. So that is that we do like to see. But getting back up here, so obviously have those two guys. Lillard playing really solid last game out. The last three games here, 46 points, 54, 47. They're playing to make sure that they get in the playoffs, so they're going to be motivated. So I definitely really like him. And then from there, Brogdon and Jamal Murray are still questionable. So that's what the shading is here. I'm working off a draft dashboard. If you're curious, you can go down in the video descriptions or the show notes, and there's a link there to try it for a buck for a month if you want to try that. But anyhow, so I'm not really sold on those guys. You do have Rubio here. He's coming in at $6,000 on FanDuel and $6,600 on DraftKings. So I think that's pretty reasonable price. Last game out, he only played had 26 points. He only played 27 minutes, though, but normally he plays 32 minutes. He averages a little over a point a minute. Two games ago, he had a 39-point game. Three games back, 36. So if he can get into that upper 30 range at $6,000 or $6,600, you like that. Especially just the way that this whole thing is playing out. Now, here's the other thing, too. It looks like Jimmy Butler's out again. And so that gave potential for some guys with the Heat, like Dragic and Nunn, and Iguodala had a hell of a night the other night. Harrow did, Robinson. So there's all those guys that come into play. Now it looks like Dragic is out. So with that being said, I'm really liking Kendrick Nunn here. He's only 4,500 on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's only 4,500 on FanDuel, 4,100 on DraftKings. So, I mean, shit, what's not to like about that? Another cheaper option here potentially is Aaron Holiday, particularly if Brogdon isn't playing. And man, like only 4,200 on FanDuel. He is 4,800 on DraftKings, but here in his last three games, 34 minutes, 36, and 34. That's the thing. That's what you want. And that's basically those cheap guys. You just want to try to find guys that are out there playing as many minutes as possible and then just let fate, a couple stray balls fall in their hand. They get a couple steals here and there, hit a couple buckets. Next thing you know, these guys destroy value. Other guys I like down that price tag too, speaking of injuries and whatnot, is, Beverly. is out with the Clippers tomorrow. So Reggie Jackson there. Now Lou Williams is back, so that might steal a little bit of Reggie Jackson's thunder. But I tell you what, if Lou Williams wasn't playing and Beverly wasn't, I'd be really excited. And now this is more in specifically on FanDuel because he's only 4,000 there. Now on DraftKings, he's 1,800 more, so 5,800. You know, I'm not, I mean, compared to like a guy like Kendrick Nunn, and you know, I'd probably like, that's only like 4,100. I'd probably go more that route. And then another thing too, what I like here is, you know, you could lock on like a Lillard if you wanted to go with a high end guy. And then, going back here by the salaries, at least on FanDuel, you know, Monty Morris is playing again. He's played 38 minutes that last game, 28 before. He had 31 points, and he's only 4,500, 4,700 DraftKings. Now, on FanDuel-wise, assuming Jamal Murray isn't playing again, I kind of like taking, and, you know, and Reggie Jackson, I'll back up real quick. Last game out, he played 23 minutes. And I don't know if he's going to play 30-plus minutes, but I do feel pretty strong that Aaron Holiday, Kendrick Nunn, and Monty Morris probably will. So you could lock on like a guy like Lillard, you know, if you're a GBP player like myself, like lock on him, and then you can set it up where you can, if you know, if you're doing, you know, I don't necessarily do 150 lineups in the main slate other than now because it's like only $3. I've been doing like over 100. So I'm going to sit there and probably lock on him and then rotate those guys out as I fill out some other spots. So anyhow, that being said, let's go over there to the shooting guards, Luka and Harden, of course. And again, that theory on FanDuel is going to work here because they're 10,700 and 10,600. Now on DraftKings, they're both more expensive, but they're going to be pretty close. DraftKings, like, oh shit, Luka's over. He's actually going to be 11,300 there. So a little bit expensive. Harden's only 10,700 there. But that being said, you could still do that same approach. And like I mentioned, with the Miami Heat, especially with Dragic looking like he's going to be out. Let me go back here and sort here by the salary. So Iguodala is only $4,000. Duncan Robinson's 4,300. Harrow's 3,900. Gary Trent. I can't believe he's 3,900. And these are all FanDuel. So let me back up real quick. Trent's a little bit more probably should be priced around 4,400 on DraftKings. Harrow is actually 3,600 on DraftKings. And Iguodala is 3,300 on DraftKings. So these guys are even cheaper there. Now getting back here with Trent, you know, his minutes last three, since this new startup, 26 minutes, 33 and 35 points, 24, 30 and 21. And so again, he's out there, he's playing 30 plus minutes. Now these guys last game, going back to the Heat, Robinson played 29 minutes. Iguodala was a guy, I thought I was going to allow me to take, and this was actually what that was just last night. I think, that was a sneaky play that I had that I thought was going to end up winning that tournament. Because yeah, I got him. He was the other night on FanDuel, which is basically where all I play on DraftKings just a little bit, mostly FanDuel. But anyhow, he was super cheap there, and he threw out 30 points, so he just destroyed value. So anyhow, I like the idea of taking these guys and rotating them out when they're cheaper like that, and the way those salaries can work. As far as mid tier guys, you know, I don't know. I think Patrick Beverly looks like he, or not Patrick Beverly, Bledsoe with Bucks is back. So DaVincio probably, you know, and he never really did a whole lot. I thought he would kind of do a little bit more of those games, his last couple games. Lou Williams is back. First game back, played 20 minutes, had 20 points. So again, with Beverly out for 4,700, that mid-tier guy, $5,000 on DraftKings, that's a good solid mid-tier play. I probably like him out of all other guys. You know, Middleton, you know, with the Bucks, it's kind of weird. Like, they've got everything wrapped up. So, I don't know. I was talking about this today with a guy, and it was like, these teams that have got, like, their seeding wrapped up, normally, if this was, like, at the end of the year after a normal season, they probably would be sitting quite a bit. But now that they've had all that time off, you would think that they'd still want to play him some reasonable minutes just from a conditioning standpoint. So I don't know. Like, you know, it's just interesting. I don't think I'm going to play him. You know, it's kind of like, you know, Luka and Harden, like what you're going to get with them. Devin Booker and Paul George, same thing. They're close in salary where you could kind of do that same kind of method where you kind of go with the high-end guys and then rotate out on some of the real cheap guys, hoping that chances are one was probably going to do pretty well and, you know, hit like 7, 8, 9 times value, which is what you want on that. And you know what? If they do real shitty, you know, it's not going to necessarily kill you because they are so cheap and you can buy out these other spots. Another guy is a little bit higher than mid-tier is CJ McCollum too. I just like him because, again, there's especially like if you're not playing. I mean, I think it is probably okay to play Lillard and him together, but I really like the idea of, you know, especially if you're not going with Lillard. And then definitely use it McCollum in those lineups, and then maybe vice versa. If you are playing Lillard, maybe you don't run with McCollum there and you try to buy up a little bit to like Paul George and Booker. So, all right. This is probably being a little bit longer than I want, but I'm just babbling because I'm so excited. But all right, let's see here. Small forward wise, Giannis is out there, 11,000 on FanDuel and DraftKings. Again, you know, like he only played 15 minutes that last game, so I don't know. LeBron James, pretty decent night tonight, 50. First time he's really hit his average all year. Played 34 minutes, 34, 34. So, again, like I mentioned, now matchup-wise going against Houston, you know, that should be a fun game. So it should be a little bit free-flowing game. So you could see him definitely doing well. I'd probably favor him. You know, A, he's cheaper than Giannis. He's 10,500 DraftKings, so he's a little bit more expensive there. But he'll probably play a little bit more minutes, or at least I feel that he's like a little bit more consistent bet to play minutes. Other guys, there's Kawhi. He's down to 8,400 on FanDuel. 8,700 on DraftKings, and then you have TJ Warren at 8,800 on FanDuel, and he is 8,400 on DraftKings. Again, those are two guys. You could kind of do that methodology. I'd probably like try to maybe partner both those guys up. Kawhi, this is the cheapest that you're ever going to get Kawhi, or that you probably better get him like maybe in a, I don't know, like the last couple of years, really. Like usually he's like at least 9 grand, 10, something like that. And then TJ Warren's just been playing absolutely amazing. Some other guys there to potentially consider. Maybe a guy like Carmelo with Denver, a little bit slower pace. But that's a mid-tier guy. Harden, I don't know. I like Melo is just coming off of, you know, his minutes, 37, 34, 35. So I like that he's just out there playing more. 30 points, 22, 37. Daniel House is going to be out there playing minutes. You got Cam Johnson again, another cheap guy, 4,200 on FanDuel. He's 5 grand on DraftKings, so maybe not on DraftKings, but his minutes, 40 and 37 the last couple games. You know, Deion Waiters, you know, if it is a free-flowing game or a blowout of some sort, or if they are start to rest some of those guys, he's definitely a guy that's going to come in and score. All right, let's take a power forwards here. So here we have Anthony Davis had a horrible. It gets updated, I think, at 4 in the morning here. But so I don't have tonight's games or today's games. But he's just coming off a horrible game. So probably due for a bounce-back game. And, again, the pace of that game with Houston and the fact that they don't really have that many big men. So that's a guy that I would probably maybe try to save up to try to get him potentially. Porzingis, you know, he's another guy. I don't know. With him at 8,600, I don't know. You know, on DraftKings, they're both a couple $100 cheaper. You know, I don't know. I definitely like Davis overall chances of success. You know, to pay 2,000 more, I don't know. Now, speaking of, you know, Jimmy Butler's being out, there's Bam Adebayo. You know, he's coming off a 43-point game, so that's somebody there. Covington, 6,600. His minutes, 42, 37, 35. He has 6,500 on DraftKings. Adebayo's they're both $100 cheaper on there. Michael Porter at 5,500. He had another monster game. He's been in like the 50s last couple games. So his price tag hasn't caught up on FanDuel. He is 6 grand on DraftKings. So I really like him. And then, you know, trying to partner him up and probably try to rotate him with Covington, Adebayo, Davis. I don't think I'm going to get into Porzingis too much. But, yeah, I really like his potential and that price tag. Okay, let's take it here to center. So Nurcik, you know, he just keeps on blowing up. He's actually a little bit more expensive than Jokic now, 9,100 on FanDuel. He's 8,900 on DraftKings, so he's actually cheaper there. Whereas the Joker, he's 89 on FanDuel, but he is 9,500 on DraftKings. So I wouldn't probably tend to shy away from him on the DraftKings with that price. Ayton, for me, he's too inconsistent. You know, he had that 48-point game and 17 and 32 for 7,500. I don't like paying that much for inconsistency. Turner, now let me sort here. Now, who I do like and who's going to be playing minutes here, that's got a nice price tag, is Olenek. He had 42-point game the other night, 32 minutes, 30, 30 minutes after that. He's a point-per-minute guy, $5,000. So that's definitely a place to save some money there at the center spot. Otherwise, you know, these guys' price tag is close enough where, you know, maybe you bought down some other spots and then you just rotate those guys out there as well with the idea that one of them is going to blow up. So, all right, guys. Well, hopefully, oh, easy come, easy go. Shit. That's the life of a DFS player. Up $23,000, now like $800. But anyhow, there's still a whole half of ball to be played. So hopefully it works out in my favor at the end. I guess it's due to bounce back for me. So, all right, guys, I'll be back with you tomorrow. And again, please subscribe to the channel if you're not so far. Peace out, guys. See ya.